I sound so fanatic or fascist or clear or,
yeah, you're,
or rhetorical.
Very, it's called strident, Bob.
Strident, that's right. Strident. Yes. I'm making a point. I have a message you guys have to learn,
yes,
or you will atone. And do I only play a music a bit, and then I only get a minute 33? Do I answer it?
Yes, exactly. And then on to the next hour. And after the music is on for about 12 minutes or something, you continue. But
oh, okay. So I got to go to the next. Go to the next,
yeah,
part.
Right.
Like, I don't say it in the last minute here. Just music.
No, you don't. I thought you did, but then I have written down 20-100, and that meant
okay,
the next
good
hour you say proper essay, but not study.
I totally forgot that I used to have two shows a week. I'll move along. So you say about the 12-minute mark.
Well, whenever your music stops, I usually keep pressing it.
Right.
But there may be a reason.
Yeah.
I have many questions.
Out.
Well, John or Jean, call in or start typing. I like questions. yeah, you can call in. Just look at the front page there. There's lots of phone numbers to get us. And we could even email your phone number or give it to Bill, and he'll call you. We're very user-friendly here. Deb from ID, capital D-E-B, from capital I-D. Hi, Bob. Is the new Pope bringing the Antichrist?
That's the late Deb, Deborah Durbin.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to see, did I say something?
I have many questions.
No, it's after.
Well, John or Jean, call in.
So we talk a bit before we get back to the title?
Yeah, then you ask them to guess who you were reading.
Right.
So
the Antichrist, he failed miserably because we outbid him on that. Or something. Come on back in. I already talked through the first hour because you were here. So.
You know what? I'm going upstairs to get my book. And
right.
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay.
How you doing, Madeline? You listening to it?
Yeah, I was just going to say, how's she doing?
No, I'm listening to this, and it's funny because that whole thing, my meltdown with Ion, was because I was pissed off that Deb Durbin died. I'm like, people in Ion are not supposed to die.
Who died?
Deb. Yes, that's it. It is connected. It is connected.
Oh, it was connected to Deb.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow.
This is the beginning of the year, and then at the end of the year, this happened.
Yeah. I'm there reading your questions. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, wait, is it early 2013 is when you're doing this?
It's early 2014.
Oh, okay. And Deb typing in, she dies a year later.
Yeah.
No, she had just died, and I was furious.
Yeah, that's where you thought we probably should have stopped it. You know what I mean? You saw that we didn't stop
it. I don't think she died yet. Because I didn't come in until Bobfest, and I was listening religiously every week. And I don't think she died until December, January 2014.
Well, she did die. I mean, this is
about a year ago.
No,
right?
that would be correct because this is March 2014, and she had just died. And
right.
That's not supposed to happen.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And this is February 2013 is what we've been playing.
Yeah.
So it's a year before.
That's a year before.
It's a year before.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
But that's just funny. That's a synchronicity, though.
Yes. Yeah, that's the one part I clicked on that got said. Oh, there's Deborah Durbin. She always wrote in ID for Idaho. You know, Idaho. It was just ID, capital ID. And I always say, that's ID.
I think you can hear her speak. But then you asked
a
couple of people on the line. Yeah, all right.
I've got the book.
And then you asked,
I'm trying to find the essay.
She said this, yeah. And you asked whoever was on the line, who you were trying to get to speak up at that point, to guess who you were reading. And somebody,
right,
I don't know who it was, somebody said Crocker, and you said, you win!
Of course, I had nothing to give them. I'm looking through these different essays, so I got to find the one that gets into China. I wonder what that is.
Yeah, because Ion made such a big deal out of it that year.
Yeah, can you give me a couple of words that you remember in the first sentences, or maybe just play the beginning again so I can remember the opening?
Yeah,
remember?
I can. I'll do this.
Confession.
But I won't put it.
Yeah, like read the, do the first paragraph.
Turn that down a little bit. I'm trying to do it in the background for you.
Yeah.
I have. You want me to play the beginning of the
yes
of
yeah.
the re- of your reading, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. I got so many things here. All right. Okay, so what's going on? You can't sound with that. I'm trying to be a little bit more precise, and it's difficult on an iPad. And it's impossible on the computer. Okay.
Like, I can't
right,
find any
go.
Section of book. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. Here's the beginning. Here's the beginning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Coming in with poetry and declaration.
3 minutes. 3 seconds.
3 months. The Great Gazoo. Hey, Bob, looking forward to a good rant. It is the State of the Union Address night. Tonight. Okay, we got one for you. Well, this is the beginning of it. Just say we'll grab up the files. Okay.
Can you hear it?
People ask me why
yes.
China has backed the United States the last 1,000 years. Why do they put their on the president? Oh, here's a good explanation. We have it all spelled out for you. It's going to take a while, but I think you find it interesting. So relax and pay attention. I'm going to say a bunch of words. A bunch of words. So this is the reason why China went for the United States, for America, to be the preserved golden trophy of nationalism. Here we go. Europe was truly the old world because it was the world of the broken wheel, divided initially between the nostalgia of Greek lament and the pragmatism of Roman power, and later between Kantian aspirations to universal community and Sadian visions of the triumph of the irrational. Men are capable of fully absorbing the consequences of the death of God into its political philosophies. Europe could be the land of the broken will because successive European political experiments failed to create a directly experienced mediation of the will.
Is that enough?
Yeah, keep going. No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm listening while
okay.
I'm looking.
All right. Fine, just as long as I'm getting through to you. Okay,
yeah,
here we go.
The fundamental division of reason and passion in the wavering of the human heart, so presciently identified by the great thinkers of the Enlightenment as the, quote, dialectic of reason, unquote, would be forced to find, here's the fundamental division of reason and passion in the wavering of the human heart, would be forced to find an external principle of unity from the cruelty of the Inquisition and the counter-discipline of the Reformation to the failed experiments of fascism, in brackets, populist counter-reactions, in brackets, and communism, totalitarian bureaucracy, in brackets, and their bonds to the new political artifice of the European community, which
okay, found it.
To replace American
got
dream
it.
With the European social alternative, is probably one of the latest manifestations of a continuing metaphysical crisis that is pursuing European legacy. Ultimately, the death of God and the European heritage with its
tell Robin to stop it.
To the messianic logic of covenant theology carried with a heavy philosophical and directly political price. When Christian confessionality lasts its emotional hold as an internal principle of European identity, In European history of will is disconnected from the holy trinity of intelligence, will, and emotion under the sign of God, then power was forced to play its political games on the outside to find an alternative spasms of overbearing state reason or individual psychological counter-reaction, a way to restore the last unity of the Christian confessional.
Somebody who's got a good voice yell.
Swinging randomly between the politics of democratic universalism, in brackets, disconnected from the harsher vicissitudes of life, unquote.
How are we doing?
We found it. Stop.
Okay, I stopped. That's why I said, how are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. This is bodes well for you, Madeline. We're getting all these issues solved, so you'll probably get solved tonight, too. This book, Born Again Ideology, came out. It's called Born Again Ideology, Religion, Technology, and Terrorism. This is Croker explaining the Bush era, the Christian era, and into Obama. Before Obama. It's 2007. He'll update it later with an Obama essay. So this is page 38. So the essay is Twisted Strands, Covenant Technology in the American Mind. And the section is called America as a Shining Body Upon a Hill. He's trying to explain the huge Bible thing in America. And here it is. Europe was truly the old world because it was the world of the broken will. That's italicized. Divided initially between the nostalgia of Greek lament and the pragmatism of Roman power, and later between Kantian aspirations to universal community and Sadean visions of the triumph of the irrational. Sound familiar? You just heard,
yep,
right?
Yep, that's the beginning.
Okay. Now, why are we doing this? You said something about Croker, like what? There was another reason we're even, you know, why did this come up?
It came up because you were discussing.
I was saying something tonight, and you understood it because you were just hearing this.
Correctly, early this afternoon. Yeah.
What you find with Croker
at random
is he won't say. Listen to this. He won't say visual space or connect. He'll say visual space. That would be Puritan something. Enlightenment is McLuhan's kinetic space. So he has different content. Historical terms for the technological phases, but he's doing McLuhan emphasizing content ideas of each phase. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what he does. He'll talk about European rationalism rather than visual space. In America's kinetic space, he'll say America is the only country in the world that just embraces technology fanatically. That's beginning of kinetic space, the industrial age. So, all right, so then you were noticing we were explaining.
I know, I didn't make a specific note of what time that you had a discussion about something that was not related to what
we were explaining smoking.
This is like way before. This is like while Ion was still on, you were or just off, that you were having some kind of a discussion. And before
it sounded like Croker to you.
Yes.
Sounded like Croker. Or you could understand
it sounded
me. Okay,
like this,
it's not
this
about Madeline.
This would tie in. No, this wasn't.
You're talking about earlier tonight. Hey, come on, listen.
I talked about like 3 hours ago. Yeah, remember when I mentioned it? I called in, I mentioned it about 3 hours ago. Okay. And
what
the only thing that bring the only thing that
what did you say?
What did I say? Wait, 3 hours ago?
Why'd you call in? What was being
I don't remember because I didn't write it down.
All right, so what we weren't talking about Madeline. See, why did you bring up this? Why am I looking for it?
Well, because we started this over 2.5 hours ago, before Madeline came on.
I don't remember that at all. Anyways, just joking. Okay. Yes, okay, so. I have no idea why we're doing this.
But then we decided to play it while Madeline was looking for her recipe.
I know. I understand. I'm trying to. We've got to get back to why you brought up poker and what was being said.
Well, you know, maybe in an hour I will go back and listen to the previous hours and I will bring it up again. Remember you used to tell
people
to do that.
Right, but why did you bring it up? What were we talking about, you know, an hour ago?
I don't remember.
That's 3 hours ago.
Yes.
What did you just say 40 minutes ago that got us into this? Why did you say
something? Deb Durbin. Why didn't I say something? Because the conversation had continued on to something else, and I'm not.
Okay, well, what did we talk about 40 minutes ago?
Polite.
No, that's all right.
It must have been. I think it was something you were talking about with Bert and Evan that you must have heard, Robin. That
the Bob Beck stuff.
Yeah, maybe even before that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
There's a lot about visual space and stuff that Bob was talking about then.
Well, I went on a rant explaining smoking. Before that, we did Bob Beck.
Right.
What did we do? We did Alan Cabal and the Death of America or something.
You were doing printing press meme, Western, tribal meme, Eastern. And meme of individual ownership, LaRouche Quadrant.
Yeah, that was after
visual
Evan and I
space.
Spoke.
Yeah, visual. Here's my notes. It's on a separate page.
I was explaining the economy and what triggered that. Why did we get into the explaining individualism?
Because the Western and the Eastern.
Yeah, there was something about Bert and Eben were talking, and it was some pattern. Eben wanted to know why some repeating everything. Everybody did this. We were talking about rich people. Who was the rich guy we were talking about?
Personal space. Rockefeller, it's tied into a lot of what Eben had spoken, and you came and gave the Bob knowledge about the Western visual space and
you were describing
property.
your job.
Right.
And she was asking you why you were trying to explain something, and what was it you said about your, to Eben? You didn't want to go into it too much.
Yeah,
you were reluctant to.
Oh, about the finance stuff, because
the Wall Street, the luxury.
Yeah,
Oh, nothing's happening. The fakeness,
right.
Nothing's happening, right? And Eben
and Eben's trying to understand it, and you piped up with saying, you know, there's really nothing to understand anymore ever since 2008, and just have to accept it as it is. And Bert was confirming
that. Well, I wasn't saying that. I was explaining the visual meme. You just have memes circulating of ownership.
Right.
Okay, so you're saying when Bert and them were and Evan were talking, and I came in, my explanation reminded you of Croker.
Yes.
That's what happened.
Of what I'd heard earlier in the day.
Wow.
I don't know.
Right. Okay, that explains that. Well, we don't. This book is. I recommend it. It's pretty interesting. You know, it's encyclopedic, like all his books. You learn a lot about history of ideas and things, and it's a unique take on the Christian reality in America, with a slight McLuhanism, but Croker uniqueness. You know, it's he did develop his own voice after, you know, understanding McLuhan, and he had to make it a left voice and a postmodern voice.
Yeah, and although sometimes he can get complicated and convoluted in his English, this was pretty clear. This seemed to be
clear. Yeah.
Much clearer than something else that you've done previously that I had heard.
Yeah, like this thing about China.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. There's no China in it. There's no indication of that this is about China. And where does the China part start? Let's see.
I don't know, but all I know is that you started off, your preface.
I think you're all fucked up, Rob. There's nothing about China in here.
Yes, you said it. It's in the preface. Go into first hour, minute 14:45.
No, wait, look, it starts off, Europe was truly the old world.
Yes,
I know you said, we hear.
No, I didn't. You said, in
there's nothing, I interpreted it to China.
Yes, you did. You said this is why.
Right,
China,
but it's not. There's
US
nothing about
Europe.
China. That's what threw me off. I said, I don't remember Coker talking about China.
Okay.
This
no,
is my eccentric interpretation of his
okay.
fucking essay.
Okay. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It was your interpretation.
Yeah, I added the China part.
Yeah, and there must have been maybe the show before, which I did not hear recently. You might have mentioned it. Something about China, because somebody
right.
might,
why were
you,
know, you
done something.
Why are you listening to February 12, 2013? Are you still working your way
because
through?
Because on a, no, well, no, not consistently, but on, every once in a while I will jump around on the Achieve Radio site. And I will look
right.
into your prior pay, I will look into Studio F or whatever it is, and I will
yeah.
start listening to something. If it's something I'd listened to before, I will go find something else. Or if it's really
yeah,
interesting,
is this the,
I'll listen to it again.
That? Is
but
this,
I just
this is not the 24/7 thing, is it?
Yeah.
It radio
was,
Island.
Yes. Yeah,
you can. You
no,
can.
No,
don't you have to listen to what it's broadcasting? Don't you have to listen to what it's broadcasting?
That's the serendipity of it. You never know what you're getting.
Right, but
yes.
how do you jump around a bit? You just listen. There's one before and one after, right? You have a range about
correct.
Three
I go
pick.
Back to yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And if
I got
and
it.
If
all
enough,
right.
and if enough few hours are there, I will go back. And then they roll. They roll through. You know.
Well, it's pretty good.
Through.
Me reading Coker. That's pretty good.
Yes, you did a good
yeah.
good job. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. That was very
okay.
excellent for me.
Does Coker Does Coker say that the Bible's about America and the printing press?
Yes, he doesn't say it printing press, but he says the same period, the Puritan stuff. It's interesting.
That's pretty ionic.
In what way?
Well, I mean, that's the only I've first heard that when Ion and went through.
Oh, the about movie. The Bible, about the Bible
yeah.
in America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the Christian part of America is a cliche. People know that. But he throws in Nietzsche language, Heidegger language, and Marx. Like, look at this. Refusing the European post-Christian model of a solely external mediation of reason and passion. That's what Europe did. It couldn't be totally Christian. And it was a mediation between reason and passion. In other words, European sensuosity. The New Republic, however, did something strikingly different. It made of the felt subjectivity of the individual American citizen the directly experienced ground for mediating intelligence and emotion. And he has in brackets. For mediating technical intelligence, that's media, and missionary emotion, that's human content. From its Puritan origins to its wireless future, Americanness would come to represent a stunningly original form of identity, a fused will in which passionate commitment, whether progressive or conservative, to the ideal of the city upon the hill would mix in equal measure with loyalty to the spirit of technical innovation. It doesn't say media, technical innovation. You see?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, so that's that. Now what? Now we got to do Madeline. So Madeline should have found the part, Madeline, right?
Well, yeah.
Let's hear it. Or shall I play it?
Really?
If I go, you know, be clear.
That would make a lot more sense. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the date?
You really want to do this, you might as well. So it's 2014-03-16, and it's right at the beginning of the 2 a.m. hour, which is section 10.
March 16th, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what year am I looking at?
2014.
2014. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert, what time do you have to go? How many hours from now?
I got about 4 hours, about four and a half.
Four and a half still to be here?
Yes.
Okay, so we got time. I'm looking at 2014, and I get there's no March 16th show. So what
yeah, there is
the date?
Yes, there is.
March?
Mm-hmm. Go to Achieve.
Yeah, you
Bob
mean the second
Calder.
Day. It's March 15th. Yeah, what part?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yes.
Yeah.
On
so what part?
Yeah, I always look on a chief. 2 a.m.
Right. So what? You're going to have to.
You just start right at the beginning.
Is Ion on? Like, there's a lot of Ion on that night.
Yeah.
So how do we figure out 2 a.m.? So
10th hour.
At,
10th hour. Hour 10. 10, yeah.
Yeah, what time? What timing?
Right away. We're already talking, but we started just before the hour, so.
Okay.
You can.
You would have come back after hearing that. So you already know you've heard it, so you're here. So if you want to.
I didn't go anywhere. I had a moment.
Okay. So there you are talking. When do you start crying?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I'm listening to this show.
Okay. So do you think you're on for about 10 minutes? And so it's somewhere in. And do we hear you crying?
Yes.
Okay, so get ready. You're going to hear it. It's going to trigger the thing again, and you're going to start crying right here. We have two levels of crying. Even though it's hard to force it, let's see if it works.
Yeah, we'll see.
And so, Bert, everybody get ready to encourage her. Once she starts crying, start talking the saddest fucking thing you ever heard of.
Yeah, and be sure to play this for your psychiatrist, too.
Hey, we're fucking amateurs, so we might cause brain damage. So remember that. We're not
professional. This is like regression therapy by people.
Yeah, regression therapy. Think of poor Alec Cabal's Jonah. The guy is all cleaned up, and he fucking OD'd 2 days later. You know, that doesn't strike me as very sad, but, yeah, what is sad? Is there anything? Am I capable of any kind of emotion anymore? Nothing sad. I'm like, they all pretend they died. So, what sad things can we think of? Let's just think about how sad Madeline's life is. 40 years of pain and loneliness. That should help her cry. If we get into it and convince her of it. Okay, so.
That is having just one strand of DNA.
Yeah.
That's sad.
So, Madeline, you sound a bit mad.
My
right
DNA
there,
is
angry.
Just as alone as I am.
Huh? So, Madeline, are you angry at the beginning of this broadcast right there where I just started listening?
Yeah, I'm very frustrated and angry. But a lot of times, like, my sadness comes out as anger. That's how I realize I'm sad, is if I'm irrationally angry.
Right. So let's just see. Okay, I'm just going to move it forward a little bit.
Of course.
It sounds good.
You said, how could this be bullshit if those people are ionized? And look at them. I mean, there's no bullshit there, right? That's what impressed.
No, that was inspiring.
Okay, what did you say? Ion only.
What's that, recording?
Speaker.
All right. Yeah, speaker. So Madeline, it's all pretty clear now. It's like you have a new pair of shoes on, new clothes on. It feels a little off, but everybody else thinks you look good.
Well, okay, I want to make sure. Did you guys ask about the subconscious and how is it that some...
Okay, Madeline, does that sound familiar? And are we near the crying area? Are we like 10 minutes away? What do you think? Can you remember this topic?
I think you might... How many minutes forward did you go?
4 minutes.
Oh, I guess it's coming up then.
Okay. But are we going to hear you crying?
You know what? Just skip it, Bob. If you're not going to... You will if you play it. But
yeah,
if you don't
okay.
want to
no,
play
no,
it,
we
then
do
let's
hear
just
it.
Not do it.
No.
You
I want to know if
it.
I'm going to
yes,
hear something.
You hear me say... Well, if you hear music, you've gone past where I start crying.
Ah, okay, good. Let's go to the music.
Yeah.
Right.
One can make a choice.
One of the prettiest pictures.
Very good voice. Is that Bart?
I think this might be after it.
I can talk only about.
I jumped too far ahead, which is a pretty good explanation of things. I don't know if we've.
Because they're basically. basically telling me that I'm God, and that's what I kind of, that's what I...
Bingo! Okay, guys, when you hear that, it's the plaintive wail of the lonely human in the desert of human consciousness. The Puritan rationalism that can't handle the European Kantian passion release mechanism. It's Kantian consciousness meets Puritan consciousness. Yeah, we should read this as if it's about Madeline. Madeline's father was truly the old world because he was the world of the broken will, divided initially between the nostalgia of Greek lament and the privatism of Roman power. Madeline's father, later, between Kantian aspirations of universal community and Catholic visions of the triumph of the irrational, never capable of fully absorbing the consequences of his own brother's death. What's your last name? Madeline, what? Delage? I said your last name.
Delage. Come on, you grew up in France.
Yeah, Delage, but I couldn't visualize, totally forgot. Mr. Delage could be the land of the broken will, while his daughter represented the American, well, we'll get to that part, and still we're doing the description of your father. Mr. Delage could be the land of the broken will because successive Delage political experiments failed to create a directly experienced mediation of the will. Here, the fundamental division of reason and passion and the wavering of his heart, so presently identified by the great thinkers of Dobbstown as the dialectic of Iandom, would be forced to find the external principle of unity and reject Dr. Dean's medicine from the Kulia of Ion and the counter-discipline of Bashar and Terry Cassidy to the failed experiments of Michael Brown and ayahuasca, and thereupon to the new political artifice of Dobbstown, which for all its aspirations to replace the cosmic dream with the Bob social alternative of Frank Zappa 24/7, is probably only the latest manifestation of a continued metaphysical crisis that affected Mr. Delage for years. Ultimately, the death of Mr. Delage in Madeline's heart, and with it the family's increasing disdain for the messianic Dobbstown of covenant theology and bullshit ionic parallel crap that nobody in their right Christian mind would tolerate. When Christian confessionality lost, when even the father's confessionality lost its emotional hold over Madeline as an internal principle of identity. When the Dobbsian history of will failed to save Deborah Durbin from the holy trinity of intelligence, will, and emotion under the sign of God, then Iandom was forced to play its political games right there in front of Madeline in the tenth hour of a declining show where J.W. was still in jail and nobody was going to get him out to find... to find an alternative spasm of overbearing reason or individual psychological post-ayahuasca back up on the third level of the Paul McCarthy show, which was the greatest show of restoring the lost unity of the Christian beatnik confessional. Lacking an internal cultural principle, Frank Zappa did not do it enough for, this is Delage, swinging randomly between the 14th rung of the Cirque du Soleil, between the politics of democratic universalism disconnected from the harsher vicissitudes of Oakland and the upsurge of the irrational in the Sacramento Rush Limbaugh enclave there, the state legislator, unchecked by the moderating claims of James Martinez, who would no longer be seen. The modern history of the Delage family's endlessly deferred civilizational crisis. Its future surely lies in its past. A political chronology of the broken DNA, a political culture radically divided between San Francisco and wherever you're from, Boston, and radical political expression of the irrational by Dobbstown was just too much for everybody. And Deborah died.
Oh my God.
and Mrs. Delage would not accept the death of Deborah. Not so America. For better or worse, Madeline evaded the deferred culture crisis of the death of Deborah because the founding of the Dobbstown Living Water Project was caught between two clashing ideas, the messianic passion of Dr. Dean and the frontier reason of Dobbs that led to the will to living water refusing. Oh, out it goes. So that's pretty good, eh?
Oh, my God.
Trina doesn't hear it. Trina, you know, she was related to Deborah or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe
well,
this
I'm
will release
crying,
laughter or crying. It's yeah. releasing. We should keep doing this. It's a new form of therapy.
It's fun.
What is your father's first name? We could, you know, get it real personal.
Oh,
use personal
Dick.
Name. What?
Dick. Appropriate.
Dick. And what's your mother's name?
Let's not bring her into it.
Okay.
Sure, Helen.
Okay, Dick and Helen. So that would be the Greek and the Roman. In Greek would be Helen, and the Dick would be the Roman. So we would substitute those names for that part of Europe. And America would be Madeline. Going to San Francisco, that's America. Boston is Europe. San Francisco is America. You could do it that way. If we
I actually did grow up in Europe, Bob. I grew up in Germany, so.
Oh, that's right. Oh, there's the conflict. You do have the European sensuosity, but basically run through Boston Puritanism and trying to be resolved in San Francisco, basically a gay paradise, that's going to create a huge identity crisis for a young girl raised in Catholicism in Germany. Yes.
I didn't have a
I
chance.
Think we, yeah, you did. You did not have a chance to. It's a miracle you're still alive. You know, how did you not commit suicide 15 years ago? It's like Roxy says that. She said she hadn't met me and us over the last few years. The terrible shit that's going on in Mexico. She said I would have killed. You know, because she feels responsible,
yeah.
An aristocrat. She would have killed herself. Mm-hmm. She said. And she did sound really down when I first met her in 2011. I mean, she hardly had any energy in her voice. Mm. So, Madeline, let's play the crying. Here we go. We've been debriefed.
God! But...
Well, what's it mean to be God?
It means you're having
what
a good time.
What do I know?
Well, then you don't have to make it complicated. It's
look at me grinning. You can hear the grin. I'm so...
Oh, yeah, you're loving
smiling.
It.
Let's make a good radio. I'm only concerned about ratings.
It's what you're like having a good time is God.
Hey, Madeline.
A lot of good. A lot of good.
Usually when I feel really, really big, I remember how really, really small I am. And then I re-remember that no matter how small I am, if I was gone, the whole thing wouldn't work. Right? So it's not that you're so big that you need special supervision and care. You're good. You're doing your part. And if you didn't do your part, I wouldn't be doing my part because I couldn't. So it's okay. You're okay. And it's okay to be sad.
What are you really pissed off about?
Something.
Something, your father.
Let it out. Good Lord. And express it to the non-physical, but at least you can get some answer from.
Yeah.
Look at listen to Andrew, who's defected with fucking legend. Look at the way people change. To resolve totally. Oh, I'll solve your problem. Let's go see if legend never still there. I'll get them laughing. Okay. Are they still there? Nah, they chickened out. I see that Steve, are you still there? You want to say something, Steve? No. Okay, there's actually not many people here. Nobody's going to know this.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, it's very, very sparsely populated here in Dobbstown. Okay, let's see what you say next.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. I needed to cry this whole week, and it wasn't happening, and so I think I'm grateful that it's happening. I wish it wasn't happening right now, but I'm glad it is.
All right, so that's we got to go back a bit to hear it, right, Madeline? That's the it's over.
Yeah, it's there's you and I on our you ganged up on me, and you were just taunting me until I snapped.
Yeah, I'm so fucking cold. I'm laughing. I'm evil. Fucking evil Bob here. But it helped you. You did get
yeah, it did.
Catharsis.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Yeah.
Hey, here's what's funny. You got Andrew, the whack job advisor. You got Sarah, little Sarah, schizophrenic fucking whack job who's crying every second day. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You're the people advising you. It's definitely a kook asylum, a lunatic asylum. And the sadist guy there, me, is a fucking sadist. Or saddest and sadist. This is what happens when Dr. Dean's not around. You know, this is what happens with Carol there. Okay, so we're at the 14-minute mark. Here we go.
When? Already? In this little conversation,
like a second ago, yes.
I missed that. I was too busy yelling at
right.
Bill. And so...
I was too busy. I missed the crying. Is that what I'm saying? I missed the crying. I was too busy yelling at Bill. This is as good as CKLN. He said, looking for a city. I'm trying to get Bill to upload Looking for a City, the Vessel song. He knew it, and I just sent Bill the instruction. So he was adapting what I was posting to your conversation.
All right. Okay, fine. Ion, can you help me understand how I was looking for a city? Because I don't get that.
You're looking for a community.
I was... Motherfucker. I'm glad that you are
mean
playing
to be
this.
Part of?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was doing that. See, this is a subconscious shit then, because I had no idea that's what I was looking for.
Hey, Madeline, this is interesting. We're talking about you for a community. We're not into the love. You personally need love or something.
No, and you know what?
Now?
Yes, this is amazing.
Oh, good. So it's working. You're remembering. You didn't know why. It's meaningful now, this community thing. Right then, you're puzzled by it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's go. Okay, what were we going to say?
Carry on.
Okay.
Well, do you have an idea what you were looking for?
I told you what I was looking for.
When? Already? In this little conversation,
like a
you mean?
Second ago, yes.
I missed that. I was too busy
coming
yelling
right
at Bill. And so, what did you say?
I was looking for my connection with the divine, Bob.
Well, that's your idea of a community. What the hell would the divine be if it wasn't something human? You want some non-human, some insect? Merge with the divine, you know, some insect, some praying mantis. What would it be?
God.
Be another bunch of people. Bill says he's working on Ion, so hopefully I'll get this done before you have to go.
All right. Someone else's turn.
No. We're just getting good.
Oh, because you need to go.
Come on. We're just getting good there, Madeline. What is the divine? Have you ever looked into what the hell is the divine?
I don't know. And what I got out of that experience was that it's fucking me. And that's why I resonated with you guys.
Yeah. Well, me, you know about yourself through others. You look in the other person's eye, and then you see how you're doing.
No.
That's community.
Because you're basically telling me that I'm God, and that's what I got. But
well, what's it mean to be God? It means you're having
what
a good time.
What do I know?
Well, then you don't have to make it complicated. It's just what you're like having a good time is God.
Hey, Natalie.
A lot of good. A lot of good.
Usually when I feel really...
I'm not going to listen to Sarah. So...
yeah, it's fine. It's further back. There's...
okay, so there. So there's the love of the group and the love of the oneself. And love of someone one-on-one as well as a community. And so you felt great in our community. Now, our community, we do sound like we're having a lot of fun. And people are attracted to it. Eventually, though, they realize these are all criminals. We're fucking assholes, and it's not I don't know. If it wasn't, if we didn't have iron, we'd be nothing. But iron keeps it fun. It's the glue that keeps the community together, because we can rely on something that's not us that entertains us or says new things. So iron is the glue, and iron says that non-physical, everybody's in touch with non-physical, that it is the glue of the human fallen condition. So we have the glue around us, and people mistake the individuals in the community as the glue. It's actually ion that creates the community.
Yeah. So I'll just throw out here now, in March when I went back to work, this is a couple months ago now,
You left work, Madeline? I didn't know that. You dropped off work?
No, after I was sick. I couldn't work good couple of months because I was too freaking sick. But I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden, and I was wanting to not smoke, and it just hit me that the reason that I smoke is so I won't feel alone.
Yeah.
Well, so So, yes, I would have been looking for a community.
And then within the ideal community, you find an ideal partner. See, there it is. It's both is going on there. Looking for a ground, a community that then has a neat person that you like to love or want to love or do love. So you've got both there, the personal requirement of love and the comfort of a hip or some kind of a happy community. Or at least a fun community. Those are two things in people.
Just not wanting.
And, you know, that's within the world of language. This sociality, it's all sociality. Mm-hmm. If you're an ascended person, you don't need a personal relationship, and you don't need a group. But if you're a little person, mm-hmm. you need both, and they're all mixed up. And so someone might fall in love, then they fall out of love, but they don't admit it, so they become dedicated to the community that they fell in love within. And they work with the community. That's their love. And that's a reminder of when they were in love personally. You know, it gets all mixed up, right, in people's lives. So it's both factors. And I don't want to say that everybody has to have a relationship, but, geez, 99% of people seem to look for it and don't feel real until they have it. You know? And you're getting on in the ears, Madeline. Time's running out, man. You know, you're going to be a spinster. I'd start crying. It doesn't look good. I'm starting to cry just thinking of it.
But I'm eternal.
So that's the problem. You're going to have nobody for fucking it forever. You better. That's why I said just start fucking anything that moves, because if you keep trying to be picky, you're going to be alone for 400 years.
Well, I'm working on it.
Are we getting you down? Is it working?
Kind of.
You're going to start. Good. Okay, help me, people. Help me. This is like one of those famous LaRouche encounter groups. LaRouche used to, in his group in the early 70s, if he was mad at them, he'd pick someone out and start saying they were sexually impotent. He'd go after their sexual impotence. This is how he'd brainwash them or intimidate them and keep the group paranoia going. Do we have anything we can nail on anybody? It's a late date. Everybody's done everything. I don't know. What can we accuse a Madeline of failing in? Jeez, you stupid bitch, you fucking didn't get it. You didn't notice what RNA drops did to you. I mean, that's pretty insensitive. That's pretty, you know, damaged. Damaged goods here. Can't even notice the good times that the drops gave you. Is that the last thing we hold over anybody?
Yeah, you sound like the inside of my own head.
Oh, okay. There you go. I'm on the right track as usual.
What did Ion say to you? I didn't hear what Ion said to you then on that.
I know, because
he
didn't play
he didn't
it all the way through. Yes, he did.
Oh, okay. So we'll go through Sarah, and then he'll say something. Well, it'd be interesting
it's
to see
before.
What he said.
It's before. I think it happened pretty quickly. Like, you shouldn't have skipped ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't, but we're listening to Sarah starting to talk, but I, and you're... Okay.
Really big. Yeah. I remember how really, really small I am. And then I
re-remember that no matter how small I am, if I was gone, the whole thing wouldn't work, right? So it's not that you're so big that you need special supervision and care. You're good. You're doing your part. And if you didn't do your part, I wouldn't be doing my part because I couldn't. So it's okay. You're okay. And it's okay to be sad.
Back before Sarah hated me.
What are you really pissed off about?
Something before that.
Your father.
Let it out. Good Lord. And express it to the non-physical. At least you can get some answer from.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll say this. I needed to cry this whole week, and it wasn't happening, and so I think I'm grateful that it's happening. I wish it wasn't happening right now, but I'm glad it is.
Oh, my God.
Get all that crap out, and you'll feel a lot better.
Renee knows what you're talking about. She's done this a million times.
Well, crying doesn't work for me. It works for everybody.
Yeah, you can't force it out. You don't have to force it out. No, you're talking about something that happened with your father, right?
You mentioned
your father earlier on Dupes this week.
Yeah, it's his birthday on Tuesday, and so.
Right. Hey, Madeline. We asked Ian a question. Is he sitting there saying nothing during this period, or is he gone?
This is what I keep trying to tell you is, yeah, he's saying nothing because he played his part early on. He's the one that got me to cry.
Oh, so we go
this
back
is all
to that?
This is all aftermath.
Oh, so go back about 10 minutes. See what?
I don't know.
When? Already?
Interesting. Okay, sure.
Well, it's all about you were looking for the boogerman and you found it. And the boogerman looked like
what?
You. We know.
No, I wasn't looking for the boogerman. No, you knew
yes,
what
you were.
Do you know what I? No, I was not. I had a very specific intention, and I wonder if you know what I was looking for.
Yeah, but. You found the boogeyman, didn't you?
It wasn't a boogeyman. It was... Yeah. All right.
The version.
A version?
Aversion.
Aversion? Mm-hmm. There was nothing aversive that I wasn't... I was in awe.
I know, it wasn't. We didn't say it was a problem. See, you're making it like
it was
a issue. No, it was great.
You're saying
aversion. That's right. That's what it was.
As in a version of something and not a version to something?
Of something, yes.
Okay. A version of me. No, a version of a booger man? See, I thought I'd been an angel at the time. It looked freaking holy. It was incredible.
And that's a perfect, and you can take the what you call Beelzebub, Lucifer himself, the devil is an angel, too. So,
because it did have a terrifying aspect, but
it was a strange aspect, which would be terrifying. Hell no, you're like, come on, I'll eat you.
Is that what I was like? Well, that is.
You weren't tripping. You were like, come here,
no,
booger man. Me and you weren't going to get a bad whipping. Let's go.
But then I was tripping when it swallowed me. That was wild.
Well,
okay.
You were going to swallow it, so why not?
So what I was looking for in that experience was a connection with my divinity, Ion.
A city. No, a city.
I was looking for a city.
Yes, you were looking for a city.
It's too I don't understand.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay.
No, pursue it.
I can't.
He said looking for a city. I'm trying to get Bill to upload looking for a city, the Vessel song. He knew it, and I just sent Bill the instruction. So he's adapting what I was posting to your conversation.
All right. Okay, fine. Ion, what can you help me understand how I was looking for a city? Because I don't get that.
Huh.
You're looking for a community. Yeah, there's
Bob,
the community
there's
aspect.
Somewhere where I said I needed a break.
Yeah, and why are you mentioning that?
Or you, I don't know.
Did you say you just need a break now?
No, that's what happened. I said that during this thing somewhere.
So that's before what we heard.
I don't know.
Because
I don't know.
We're into what we heard before. No, we were into what, but that's but
yeah,
I was saying you're looking for a city. He seems to be emphasizing the community
stuff.
Which hadn't occurred to you.
Right, I didn't know that's what looking for a city was at that point, and this is where I learned it.
Right.
I still didn't see how it applied at that point. Yeah.
Well, this boogeyman, you got scared shitless somehow in the Catholic upbringing. That's what he's saying. You're afraid of something deeply, right? The boogeyman.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that part, what they're saying.
Well, I'm just saying you're afraid of something, and most people are afraid. It's real simple the way humans are. They either get in love or they're not, and if they're not getting love, they start to go into a fear spiral. It's that simple.
Yeah, so they were telling me that I was afraid. It sounded like, and
something.
I was saying I wasn't afraid. I was, yeah.
Well, how about it now? You're afraid to give up smoking. You're afraid to confront the boogeyman
yes,
that's smoking. The smoking keeps you away from the raw, whatever. You're afraid of having been a failure, having had no love. That's what a lot of humans worry about, having not lived up to potential, which is really basically always the fear of not having had slack for a long time. You've had pain, and who wants to know that they had pain all the time? So if you accept the fact that you've been a fucking wreck and have wasted yourself, but you now know you can allow yourself to accept that because you say, well, shit, that's only for 40 years. I'm here for 10 million years, so what's that matter?
Yeah.
And there's no rush to hide it up, so you only smoke once a week. Yeah, start diminishing the amount of time you smoke as much as possible. Put up with the pain of, 2 days of not smoking, then have a cigarette, then have another 2 days. And maybe that alleviates, especially if you got whatever Carolyn offers, whatever she provides to supplement that. There might even be a program in one of her books, so I'll mention it to Carolyn to see if she's got something that she could email it to you. So it's a matter of walking the edge of the abyss, just sort of getting used to being there a little bit. That's all you can do. And if you're lucky, like Robin, you'll suddenly flip into, I don't need to smoke anymore. I don't need to be this vigilant.
Right.
Who said right, Madeline or Robin?
Well, that's the
Robin.
Other thing is the vigilance is exhausting, and that's the other thing besides just the withdrawal.
That's why you wouldn't do so much vigilance. That's why I think Carolyn has different kinds of intensities, like, the easy way, the middle way, the flash way, the Damascus. So I think you know what to do. We've run it all. We've discussed you probably. You just want your attention hog. You fucking what, took 2 hours of our show. We've shown our love. We've shown our community.
You have.
And you've given
and
Bob a chance to do an historical rant.
Yeah. You got
that
to show
incredible.
Me another kind of genius. I'm a psychology genius, a psychotherapist. I didn't even know it. I'm always good at something when I first do it. First time I played basketball, I fucking scored all over the place. And I didn't even know how to shoot. And I kept throwing it and kept going in. The first time I played.
Because you don't have that.